guys. What do you want to eat this morning?
How about the grand slob breakfast?
Yeah, and it's moon side up.
Well, he's obviously had a rough night. I say we wake him gently.
Oh, ring my bell, Olive.
Let me try.
What's up, Doc?
Ooh, I hate that rabbit. Why don't I get my hands on him now?
What are you guys doing in my bedroom?
So we eat here. I can't even put my elbows on a table.
Oh. Well, for your information, I've been up all night inventing.
Funny, I would have guessed binging.
Scoff if you like, using my own ingredients. I've combined the old world charm of silly putty with the whimsical innocence of Play-Doh. I give you silly dough.
I give you a coupon for shock therapy.
Come on, boys, you can be my official product testers.
What do you have to do?
Just play with the stuff.
I like this job.
Well, now, watch them close. We don't want a big mess.
Oh, I'll keep an eye on them.
I was talking to Nikki and Alex.
Come on, boys, throw your heads back and laugh.
Something to go, kids. We're running late.
But I want Belgian waffles, apple smoked bacon, and sourdough toast, lightly buttered.
Yeah, and I want straight A's, world peace, and Brad Pitt, lightly buttered.
No buttered bread, and definitely no buttered Brad. We've got time for anything you can stick your finger through. Ladies.
I'm gonna get up early and cook my own breakfast. Wait a minute. I don't even know how to cook.
Well, Michelle, I'll teach you how to cook.
Well, that's sweet, honey. But who's gonna teach you?
Come on, stop teasing me. I'm a good cook. Remember that sausage and lima bean casserole I made? I called it my Sunday surprise.
We called it our Monday surprise.
I was still getting surprised on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I bet you won't be getting surprised tonight.
Ow! Whoa! Check, please.
Michelle, what do you say? You and me, after school, making dinner.
I'm there.
And we're late. Come on, bring your bagels. We'll eat in the car. Oh. Bagel crumbs. Better ring my bagel buster.
Will you guys just wait till dinner? I'm going to make you all eat crow.
But I'm afraid of. Nah, finally. Peace and quiet.
DJ!
I don't remember that ugly throw rug being there.
Hi. Kimmy, I have a great idea for our senior class prank. I'm all ears.
Actually, you're all mouth.
Okay, here goes. We print up our own school newspaper with fake stories and switch it with the real one.
We have a school newspaper?
Of course. Where do you get your information?
The bathroom wall.
How's this for a headline? Principal Robillard sent to his own office for Xeroxing his butt.
That's about as exciting as fat-free gravy. Uncle Jesse, what do you think of my idea?
Well, it's cute. Guess when I went to Bayview, we were a little more outrageous, you know. Remember one year we stole a Robillardi's toupee, and we ran up the flagpole. That morning, everyone was saying, "I pledge allegiance to the rug." Yeah, we said we weren't doing this, we were going like that. So.
Hairboy pulled the hair heist? That prank is legendary. Uncle Jesse, how'd you get that wig off his head?
Fishing pole, chewing gum, and a freeway overpass. Just to say, when Robillard went under in his convertible, his hair was the catch of the day.
Can you believe he still has that thing?
Well, you'd know why if you saw him without it. This guy's so bald, it looks like his neck is blowing a bubble.
I meant the car.
Yeah, 1957 Chevy. That thing is a classic.
We gotta top this prank. I want to leave more behind at Bayview than a D-average and a locker full of odor eaters.
Kimmy, if I tried to pull a prank off like Uncle Jesse's, I would be a nervous wreck. Robillard said if he catches anyone, they won't graduate. I mean, you could blow your whole college career.
Now, Deej, I have an idea. Don't get caught.
Deej, no one ever gets caught. Robillard is completely clueless.
Now, all I'm saying is, if you're going to do a prank, make sure it's outrageous and make sure it's something that people will remember.
Come on, Deej. Listen to Uncle Brill Cream. Straight A's last a semester, but a good prank lives on forever.
Okay, Michelle, now Grandma's meatloaf was always everybody's favorite, so all we have to do is follow the recipe exactly. Let's start with the seasonings.
Several smidgens of ketchup. What's a smidgen?
A smidgen? Well, that's about the size of a small pigeon. Okay, what's next?
A dollop of mustard.
A dollop. How much is in a dollop?
I don't know, a bunch of smidgens?
Works for me. Okay, what do you got now?
A smattering of egg and an inkling of onion.
Let me see that. A sprinkling of parsley, seasoned to taste.
Tastes like what?
Well, who could tell from this recipe?
Deej, meet the answer to our prayers. Apparently, we had a bad connection. No, Deej. My sweetie Dwayne just got a big plumbing job at the construction site next to the school.
Oh, wow, Dwayne, that's a lot of toilets to install. You must be really excited.
Whatever.
Dwayne can operate that big crane, right, sweetheart?
Whatever.
Dwayne, is that all you say? Whatever?
I guess.
Deej, don't you get it? For a prank, we can hoist old Robillard himself up the flagpole.
Kimmy, the idea of the prank is not to let Robillard know who's doing it. I mean, he might get suspicious when he sees us putting a big hook in his pants.
Are you gonna be a wimp your whole life? Don't you want to do something wild and unforgettable like your Uncle Jesse?
Of course, but...
Well, we have a crane. We have Dwayne. We have your brain. Hey, that almost rhymes.
I guess.
Come on, Deej. This could be a classic.
A classic? That gives me an idea.
Missing from its covered parking spot.
This is the senior prank no one will forget.
What about your Uncle Jesse's?
Uncle who?
Well, what do you think?
You're a good cook, Mama. Yeah, who knew?
Beck, that was really delicious. I'm amazed. Who knew?
Should I consider that an apology or a compliment?
Both.
Thanks.
Man, am I bloated. That is about a 4-notcher on the old belt, let me tell you.
Should I consider that an apology or a compliment?
You should consider that a reason to stay single.
We have enough left for DJ?
Oh, I don't think she'll go hungry.
Beck, that's not a meatloaf. That's a meat mountain.
Well, I forgot to take into consideration that Grandma's recipe was for the whole trailer park. Anyone else want a piece of the rock?
No.
Oh, well, I think that we can spare a little. Will you be eating that here, or would you like a doggy bag?
Hey, Beck, listen, since I teased you so much about your cooking, I volunteer to do the dishes.
Oh, thanks, honey. That's really sweet of you.
You are. You're very sweet.
That is very sweet.
Wait, I wasn't the only one who teased her. How about some other volunteers, please? Hey, boys. How about a hand? Tell me, that's an old joke.
New to us.
Uncle Jesse, we did it. We pulled off the greatest prank ever. Yeah, this is way better than your toop on a stick.
Well, I way doubt that, but let's hear it.
We got a crane and lifted Robillard's car onto the roof of the school.
I always knew one day some crazy devil-may-care maniac would surpass my prank. I am proud to call that maniac my niece. Hug me.
Uncle Jesse, it was unbelievable. Robillard is gonna freak out. Do you think Dwayne will talk? He doesn't even talk to me. What a prank. It was unbelievable. It was outrageous. Everything went off perfectly.
Yeah, it's a good thing you guys got that prank done in time. Looks like it's gonna pour any minute out there.
Oh my gosh. Kimmy, Robillard's car's on the roof. I know, I can't get over it either. With the top down, Kimmy, the interior is gonna be destroyed. This prank is turning out to be great. Kimmy, the idea of the prank was not to ruin his car, just ruin his day. We've gotta get back there and put the top up. We can't. It's an automatic top, and we'd need the keys. We're dead.
Well, maybe not yet. You know what? I can hotwire the car, but we gotta hurry.
How'd you learn how to hotwire a car?
Well, a science project.
Well, Jesse, hurry up. I think I felt a raindrop.
Hold on. Just 1 minute here. Let me just... There it is.
Kid still got it.
Thanks, Uncle Jesse. I'm sorry I ever did this. Hey, the security guard's coming. Now I'm really sorry. What are we gonna do?
You guys hide. I'll take care of the security guard.
What about you?
Don't worry about me. If you get caught, you're not gonna graduate. You won't get into college. Now go hide.
Hey, what's going on out here?
What the... doing there?
I got tired, so I pulled over.
Oh, okay. Well, get some rest.
Okay, thanks.
Wait a minute. This is Principal Robillard's car.
So it is. Yeah, oh, you know, that's right, I forgot. I parked mine on top of the gym. Well, listen, have a nice night. It looks like rain. We'll see you.
Hold it. You're coming with me.
Come on, it was just a little prank. Where's your sense of humor? Apparently, you had it surgically removed at a young age.
Kimmy, this whole thing was our idea. We can't let Uncle Jesse take the blame for it.
Well, he doesn't want you to take the blame. You'll be kicked out of school. You won't go to college. Everything you've ever worked for will go down the drain.
Well, what are they gonna do to him?
Shave his head? Toss him in the clink and make him listen to his own singing. Poor sap. Oh well, let's go grab a burger.
Becky, I can't believe how good that dinner was. If there was an Oscar for cooking, I think you'd win Best Performance by a Loaf.
You're very kind. I'd like to thank all the little people.
That would be me.
Dad, I think Comet's sick.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Something about the way he just tossed his biscuits all over the rosebush.
You okay, fella?
He was fine at dinner. I mean, he really wolfed down that meatloaf.
The meatloaf?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that meatloaf. It just won an Oscar.
Oh, no. Comet drinks out of the toilet. If the meatloaf's making him sick, it's gonna kill us.
You know what? I'm actually starting to feel a little queasy myself.
Yeah, I feel like I swallowed a brick.
My stomach's getting all gurgly.
Oh, come on, you guys. This is totally psychosomatic. It's all in your heads.
Yeah, for now it is, but pretty soon it's going to be all over that rose bush.
Mom, we feel bad.
Psychosomatic, huh?
Nikki, Alex, do your tummies hurt?
No.
Well, then what's wrong?
Someone took all our silly dough.
They did?
This is all that's left.
Well, let me see that. Well, there are teeth marks all over it. And slobber. And a blonde hair. Joey. Blue teeth. Blue paws. Well, either Comet ate the silly dough or he's been out chasing Smurfs.
Is he gonna be okay?
Comet's gonna be just fine. Silly dough is non-toxic and 100% natural. Huh? Oh, come here, boy. Yeah, see that? He's starting to feel better already. Ooh, you could use a little doggy mint. Hey, you.
Come on, Comet.
And you guys were worried about the meatloaf.
Dad, you were the one who said you felt queasy.
Yeah, you know what it was? I think it was that game of Sorry. The tension, it was gut-wrenching.
How come everybody else felt sick?
Well, sometimes your mind can play tricks on you. And if you believe something strong enough, you can make it happen.
Cool.
What cool?
I believe you're gonna raise my allowance.
Thing is ludicrous. It's a travesty. Just to raise your hand when I get to a word you recognize.
That's him, Mr. Robillard.
You?
Me?
Jesse Katsopoulos. What a long overdue pleasure.
Robillardo. I mean, Mr. Robillard. Long time no see.
Not since the flagpole incident, I believe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. And this time I gotcha. You put my car on the roof.
Oh, come on, Robillard, it was just a joke. What are you going to do, call my parents? Put me in detention? Make me write 500 times, I will not put a car on a roof? See you, Robo.
But Mr. Katsopoulos, the only way you're leaving here is in the back of a police car.
The police? Why?
Trespassing, breaking and entering, Grand Theft Auto.
I didn't thieve it, I just lifted it.
Okay, Grand Lift Auto. Either way, you're going where you belong.
Excuse me, Mr. Robillard?
DJ Tanner, what are you doing here?
Mr. Robillard, this whole thing was my stupid idea. I'm the one that put your car on the roof.
No, that didn't happen. She's just a wacky, crazy, college-bound student who's trying to ruin her future before she even gets there. Go ahead, I'm to blame. 1-800-BOOK-EM. Go ahead.
No. Uncle Jesse, it's okay. It's my responsibility.
Oh, Deej, come on, please. Even Robillard doesn't believe you'd do something that crazy.
Mr. Robillard, why would I be here in your office at night if I weren't involved in this?
See, she's taking this remedial shop class with old Three Fingers McGee.
Mr. Katsopoulos, that class is no longer offered at night, and since you left school, it's Two Fingers McGee.
Guess you never got the hang of the jigsaw, huh?
DJ, I still can't believe you're involved in a prank like this.
Well, she isn't. This is all my fault, okay? I kept pushing her and goading her to do something outrageous. I mean, if it was up to her, she would have just said you Xeroxed your butt. Look, I'm responsible here, okay? So call the police, go ahead, book me. I'll see you on visitor's day. Come on,
no,
go ahead.
The truth is, Mr. Robillard, the only reason my uncle's here was to help me. I mean, if it weren't for him, the rain would have ruined your car. That's how we got the top up. He hotwired the ignition.
It's a science project.
So if anyone should be punished, it should be me.
DJ, you had such a bright future. Why'd you do it?
Because I wanted to leave a legacy. I would do something outrageous. I guess for once in my life, I just wanted to show everyone that I had guts.
Well, you did, Deej. Coming in here, sticking up for me, taking the responsibility, that's about as gutsy as it gets.
And as brilliant. That was the best prank in the history of the school.
Really? I thought you hated senior pranks.
Well, the kids expect me to say that. I mean, what good is a prank if you think the principal approves?
So I'm not in trouble?
No. As long as you keep a straight face tomorrow when I chew out the senior class for this heinous and outrageous crime against authority.
Deal.
Hold it a second here. Now, how come when you thought I did the prank, you were going to send me to jail?
Well, there's a good reason for that.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
I never liked you.
See, he never... Why?
Because you had the hair I wanted since I was a balding Boy Scout. And your hair's even gotten better. Well, I've been stuck with this.
Oh, my... It's a wig.
Mr. Robillard, it wasn't DJ who did this. Kimmy, you don't have to take the rap for this. I'm not. I have the culprit right here. Dwayne?
Whatever.
Thank you.